So let's finish out with targeted therapy. A couple other just real quick cases that you have here that just really look interesting and touches into another question I had related to other germline mutations. You have a 58-year-old lady who has a germline ATM mutation. So without going through all the details of her complicated history, maybe you can just talk a little bit about, what we know about these other germline mutations like ATM, particularly as it relates to PARP, and what happened with this lady. And I see right now she's on a trial with a PARP inhibitor and a, quote, ATR inhibitor.
So ATM mutations are found in about 6% of pancreatic cancers. So again, it's the most common DNA damage response and repair mutation in pancreatic cancer, but very few of them are germline ATM mutations. It's a pretty rare condition. I would say that we really don't know what the benefit of different targeted strategies are for ATM mutated tumors. You can very much lump the ATM mutation patients into having some defect in the DNA damage response and repair pathway, and so treating them with a PARP inhibitor seems logical, but the experience has been mixed. I had actually had a few patients on my FOLFOX-veliparib trial that had underlying ATM mutations that did not seem to respond very well. But I've talked to my colleagues, including one published data set from Harvard, where two ATM mutated patients responded very well to PARP inhibitors. So I just think we don't really know the full breadth of responsiveness to ATM mutations. Now, ATM and ATR work together. When DNA damage occurs, ATM and ATR are critical for sensing the DNA damage that occurs and initiating the process of what's called homologous recombination repair. And what has been found, at least in the laboratory, is that when ATM is deficient, is not functional, ATR makes up for a lot of the deficiency of ATM. And so when you block the ATR in addition to having ATM mutation, then you get a synthetic lethality similar to what you get when you block a PARP inhibitor and there's an underlying BRCA gene mutation. So it's hoped that by blocking ATR in an ATM deficient patient that you actually might get a more robust response to chemotherapy. And that's exactly the kind of chemotherapy trial that this patient is on currently with the irinotecan PARP inhibitor and the ATR inhibitor. I would actually almost argue that the PARP inhibitor for that particular trial may or may not be necessarily adding anything, that the majority of the work is probably being done with the irinotecan and the ATR inhibitor.
What's an ATR inhibitor?
It's a novel DNA damage repair inhibitor. There's about three out there in clinical trials right now. And again, they're blocking that additional DNA damage response pathway that ATR is critical for.
Any single agent activity?
I think there's mixed on that. I think that the activity is being seen more when being combined with other agents, including chemotherapy.